don't tell people that you messed up. Because I'm always like, they're like, good job. And then you're like, oh, yeah, but I messed up this one thing. And it's like, they never know.
No one notices.
So, yeah, you have to just act like it went great.
As a music business newcomer, singer-songwriter Lissy is just beginning to feel comfortable performing for a live audience. And she's learned that if she messes up, she should just keep on going. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Lissy only has one EP so far, but she's been getting a lot of attention in the press for her raw, soulful Americana sound. Like from the Washington Post, they applauded her EP, Why You Runnin', for its dreamlike and haunting vocals. At 26, Lissy's young, but her insightful lyrics reveal an older soul. They have a warm and reflective feel. They acknowledge struggle and strife, but still end up sounding reassuring. The thing that stands out the most about Lissy, though, is her voice. It's so huge and powerful, it's hard to believe that her small frame could even produce it. Though Lissy's been singing since she was a kid, the idea of other people actually hearing her is relatively new to her. As she explained to FUV's Alisa Ali, it's time and practice that are helping her get over being self-conscious about her music.
Now that I'm doing music more often and for people and with other people, I feel like when there's more sort of riding on it, now I kind of sometimes think people are going to hear this. So maybe that is cheesy or, you know, I feel like now that I actually know, like, it'll see the light of day, I think I censor myself more than when I initially just wrote because it was completely for me and just a way of getting my feelings out. You know, I definitely sometimes am like, oh, is that weird? Like, should I say that? You know, but then I also think, you know what, screw it. It's like, I'm just going to do my thing. I mean, maybe I won't like it next week, but I like it right now. So I'm just going to put it out there, you know, so you got to sort of say no to that sensor in your brain.
I've been here before, and I've seen it.
You got a set of pipes on you, girl. So have you been singing your whole life?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, my family all can carry a tune, and I had a grandfather that was, you know, a professional singer, so.
Was your grandfather in a barbershop quartet?
Yeah, he was. He was an international champion, so he was always singing and, like, harmonizing and
did you ever
dances.
Get in on barbershop quartet stuff with your granddad?
Not really. I think when I was in high school, I always thought it was kind of funny that he was always trying to get us to sing and doing like dance routines in the living room with his wife. It was pretty cool. But I think I remembered being like, Grandpa, like, you know, I don't want to sing. But I was a teenager, you know, I had to be a bit of a punk, so.
Yeah.
But yes, definitely always like, you know, hum and make up little ditties and stuff. And was in musical theater as a kid. And so yeah, like I've just always really loved to sing and perform and express myself.
Appalachian farmer, noted charmer, forgot the field. Mississippi moonchild, driving him wild, forgot to yield. Highway heyday, daydreaming someday, be better off. Georgia pine declining to its death in a Florida swamp. I got a lot of loving, I got a lot of loving, I got a lot of love in my heart. I'm gonna go to heaven, I'm gonna get to heaven, I'm gonna get to heaven all right.
Live music from Lissy and the song Little Lovin' from her EP Why You Runnin'. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.